Hi guys, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. Just before we start, I'd like to apologize if you hear any construction working sounds in the background. Just across the street from where I live, there's a huge construction going on. And I'm in my room, I'm trying to avoid that noise. But if it goes through, I am so sorry. I don't know what else I can do. I can't tell them to stop working. So if you hear anything at the background, I apologize beforehand. Okay, and before we get started, once again, I'd like to thank Crop Censored PH. If you guys are tired of regular looking photos on Instagram, it's time to enhance your photos with presets from Crop Censored PH. You can choose from a wide variety of presets and you could find your own signature style. Now, Crop Censored PH presets are currently on sale as high as 60% off, but if you use the promo code Jinri, my name, J-I-N-R-I, you will get 70% off for all the preset bundles. And you could also check out their free presets available for download at their website. You could visit www.cropcensoredph.com. There you go. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode, Crop Censored PH. Now, today, we are going to be talking about the beauty of slowing down. Now, society is always in such a hurry. And I want to ask you, why are you in such a hurry as well? You know, society does tell us to hurry all the time, to be quick, to be fast. And being slow is actually considered to be sort of a bad thing. People say, oh, you're so slow. You're like a sloth, you know. It's considered like a negative thing. Especially me being Korean. In Korea, we have this phrase, pali-pali, means like hurry up, faster, faster. So Korea, I mean, the culture there is generally, if you're slow, it's bad. So you have to do everything fast, everything has to be quick. And that's probably why when you go to Korea, their internet is super fast, delivery is super fast, everything is just fast-paced. And people tend to think the faster, the better, right? And I feel like everyone in this world feels like they're being chased by time, like trying to achieve more in a short amount of time. And that is like important to a lot of people, it seems like. And we live in a society where it's like everything's a competition. So I'm faster than you. I'm competing. I achieved this at a younger age than you. It's always like constantly competing and trying to be faster than someone else, right? So I want to look into why being slow is looked down upon. And also, why don't we celebrate mini victories more, right? And when you think about mini victories, people are all caught up in the goal, the big goal, right? And we sometimes forget the mini victories, you know, going in the process of achieving that big goal. We tend to forget it. But I just want to talk about how we should be celebrating those mini progress, mini victories more. And I feel like in this fast-paced life, especially because also I'm living in the city, in the heart of the city, we all need to slow down. Now, why do we need to slow down? There are several reasons why we need to slow down. One, you might be burnt out. So if you're constantly trying to be fast, trying to do everything all at once, someday, one day, you're just going to break down, burn out. And it's going to be harder to get back up at that stage. We also forget the beautiful things in the process, right? We're always trying to do things fast. And we forget, we neglect the people around us, the people that love us, or we neglect, like I said, the mini victories, the beautiful things in the process. Like, oh, today I achieved something. You know, we forget to celebrate those things. We also tend to overlook some situations. And another important thing is we forget to enjoy, right? What is life? If you're going to be miserable your entire life, what's the purpose of trying to achieve everything so fast? If you're just going to be miserable, you're going to be unhappy, right? Just, you need to slow down because you tend to forget to enjoy. Now, I was thinking, why is being fast so important to everyone? Right? That's something to think about. Is it because of pride, greed, or maybe the need of praise? You want to be looked upon, right? Oh, you did that. It's so fast. That's amazing. You want that praise. But is that really necessary if you're miserable? That's the thing I want you guys to think about. And when we were young, when I was young at least, I wanted to be an adult quickly as possible. And I wanted to do the things that adults can do. But looking back right now, I should have enjoyed myself more as a kid. Because you're just looking at, I want to be an adult. You try to act like an adult. You try to talk like an adult. And, you know, you miss out on the joys of being just a kid. And that's something you don't want to miss out, because there are things that only kids can do and get away with. Like, I wish that I, like, did some pranks more when I was a kid and just, like, prank my sister or prank my mom and dad and just laugh about it. I didn't really do that because maybe I was trying to be more mature, but it's fun. It's going to be a good memory with your family. It's something to joke about when you're adults. So yeah, I just want to talk about, like, living in the moment, right? Living in the moment. That's really important. And slowing down can actually be really good for mental health, because you're not pressuring yourself. You're not pressuring yourself to do this in maybe like a day, or maybe you're doing it in an hour. You're not pressuring. You also enjoy the process of doing things if you're slowing down. You notice the little things that you do. Oh, I didn't know that I did this, or I didn't know that I could do this. You also celebrate the mini progress in between. And also not comparing yourself with others. So slowing down, if you don't slow down, you tend to compare. Like, oh, she did it in like one day. I could do it in 20 hours, right? You start comparing and you start competing. And it's not really, sometimes competition can be good because it could motivate you, but other times it can be a lot of pressure for your mental and emotional health. So it's good to go at your own pace. Don't feel pressured by whatever everyone else is doing. Do what you have to do at your own pace. So the one example that I see this is when people settle down. And people are getting married, they're having babies, and you're still single, right? Everyone around you, they're getting married, they're having babies, they're, you know, moving on. And you feel very pressured to settle down. And people always ask you, like your relatives, right? When you meet them, you're like, oh, when are you? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? When are you going to get married? You should have babies, you know, your eggs. And like talking about like, oh, your time is running out. Like, I hate it when people say that to women. Like, your time is running out. Why is my time running out of what? You know, there's nothing to, like, what am I chasing? Like, I don't get why, you know, people, especially, like, it's an Asian thing, right? Like, oh, you have to get married. Like, well, I don't know why I'm doing this voice. This is not like any of my family members, but like, you have to have babies and you need to get pregnant because, you know, you're not going to stay young forever. Why should I get pregnant? I'll get pregnant when I want to get pregnant. I'll have babies when I want to have babies. I'll get married when I want to get married. I'll have a boyfriend. I'll have a girlfriend when I want to have a boyfriend or girlfriend, right? Simple as that. So don't feel pressured because of everyone else around you. Now, another example would be diet, right? So there's a lot of diets that are like, oh, you can lose 10 pounds in 3 days or something like that, right? It, like, people are drawn to those fast-paced diets. Like, you want to lose your weight quickly, but it's never going to work. I mean, maybe it will, and then you'll gain it back. So don't expect your body to lose huge amounts of weight at a short time and then be okay. There's going to be something wrong. So usually losing weight takes time. And taking the time to lose weight properly will also help you maintain your weight. So that's another thing. Don't rush, right? And oftentimes I see people being like, oh, I'm busy. I can't do this. I can't do that. But I just want to say being busy doesn't mean you're being efficient. So your productivity is not measured by your speed. And sometimes the most productive thing you can do is to slow down and pace yourself so that you'll have the endurance to finish what you started. It's just like a marathon. So you can't just run fast all throughout. You're going to burn out. So just pacing yourself, right? Taking the time to take breaks in between. And I always hear people say, oh, I'm too busy. I can't do this. And sometimes you neglect the people that are most important to you because you're busy. You tell them like, oh, I can't, you know, have dinner with you because I'm busy doing this. But I feel like you're not going to be that busy to not be able to eat. Okay? Like, if someone invites you, someone you love, your mom, your dad, say, hey, do you want to eat? Like, do you want to have dinner? Say yes. You know, make time for them. It's important. Don't tell them you're busy. Okay? You can't be busy for your family. You have to make time for them. And also, don't be so serious because life is not a race. It's not like there's a finish line and, you know, people have to go through or you're a failure. Life is not like that, right? You go at your own pace and everyone's life is different. So don't stop rushing through life. And once you stop rushing through life, you'll understand how much more life has time for you. So that's life is all about balance, right? Sometimes it's okay to slow down and just kick back and relax. And I currently am doing this a lot. I learned that slowing down is important because all my life, or most of my life, I just wanted to get things done. I wanted to do this at this age. I wanted to accomplish this at this age. And if I didn't meet what I expected of myself, I would get really, really depressed. And, you know, now I'm learning to tell myself that it's okay. You know, some people achieve certain things in their 20s and I'm not them. I can't be like them. We have different lives, you know. Don't compare. Just love your situation. Well, be content with where you are now. And always celebrate. I love saying this. Just celebrate mini victories. Like recently, I got my first stripe. I'm talking about jiu-jitsu, by the way. If you're like, what first stripe? I don't understand. So in jiu-jitsu, there's different belt colors and you get also stripes, right? To show the progress. And my gym before, they didn't really give out stripes, which is fine. So I just achieved purple belt without any stripes, but I think it was like yesterday or 2 days ago, I did get my first stripe. I know it's very, very small step. It's nothing when other people see it. It could be nothing, but for me, it was a good assurance that I'm making progress. And you need to celebrate every little victory in your life because it helps you become more driven, I think. And you're like telling yourself that you're doing a good job. And everyone needs to do that to themselves. Feel blessed that you have made this little progress. Feel proud and show it to the world. Yes. So I want to end this podcast with this quote from Brené Brown. Joy comes to us in ordinary moments. We risk missing out when we get too busy chasing down the extraordinary. So there you go. Slow down and enjoy your life. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.